okay in high school.
Hey John, obviously out of the tournament, is it a case of the qualifiers not lying? We're just not very good at 2020 cricket anymore, or other teams have caught up with us?
Well, I think it's a combination of all three things, to be honest. I mean, it's I think that given the current climate of international cricket that's available on the world stage, I think a lot of the associate teams are concentrating fully and only on 2020 cricket. And therefore that gap, as I said before, is narrowing quite rapidly. But I think the gap is narrowing quite rapidly on all 2020 cricket. I think that there's a good chance that somebody like Afghanistan, for example, who've got power and pace and spin, one of the emerging nations, could upset Zimbabwe today, a major nation, to go through into that and do quite well. So it's a good thing for associate cricket that it is the gap is narrowing. Unfortunately, probably it's going to get wider in the other forms of the game, given that there's no pathway through, or very little pathway through, for a lot of the associates to full status.
You said we've lost our focus in 2020 cricket.
No, I don't think we've lost our focus at all. But we're focusing on three things with limited resources. But equally, other sides are singly focused, and there's a difference. I think our guys are absolutely devastated. I couldn't question the work ethic that they put in, the effort that they put in studying what we've got to do, and then trying to implement that. So, you know, they're without fault with their own personal preparation to try and succeed at this tournament.
Your selection yesterday to leave out Craig Young, just a question of moment experience, was it? Craig Young went very well, obviously, wasn't it?
Not at all. It was a question of the fact that they don't have Hessian under their covers. You've had 24 hours of flats sitting on it, and the wicket was cold and tacky when we started the game and was obviously going to spin. With that, and that showed in the three overs that we bowled a spin. There was spin and bounce available on that wicket, and I think we made the right choice for that shortened form of the game.
As opposed to Rankin or Murta?
No, well, I think that Rankin and Murta are seasoned performers, and I think it just came down to we had 12 guys that we picked, and we decided to go with the side that we thought was the strongest on the day.
Sorry, looking forward now, will some of these players have played their last 2020 international? Obviously, it's going to be a while before our next one. Are we focusing on 2020?
Look,
the year 2020.
Yeah, I mean, look, tomorrow is an international, and it's one that some of our guys have got a few wounds about in terms of playing the Netherlands. So they're looking forward to playing that game as a full international, regardless of whether we're in the tournament or not. And we have to have that attitude because, you know, beggars can't be choosers. We've got to take whatever games we can to improve our cricket and take them seriously. So we will pick what we think is the side that will win the match on the day.
Hi. Disappointing to go out the tournament at this stage. What is the feeling in the camp today?
Well, it's the same as last night, devastation. You know, I think with any associate cricket, rain's, you know, rain, it's rained for 150 years in cricket. That's stuffed up games and tournaments and things like that. So, you know, we don't hold that, and we're not looking for excuses. We haven't played well enough to get through. We know that, and that's the devastation. We haven't played to our potential and to our skill levels. And, you know, we'll address that. As a unit and as a country, and try and fix that hole.
Were you disappointed with your fielding last night?
Well, you're always disappointed when you miss chances. But, you know, I'm never going to criticise a side that's trying too hard. You know, that then comes down to the psychological stuff, you know, being able to get enough of those pressure situations where you don't react by over-keenness. I think that, you know, we were so keen and so desperate to win last night that I think that it affected us to a certain extent. You know, we tried to get run outs that weren't on. We tried to miracle stuff. You know, Boyd Rankin, six, If that had been one of the catches, it would have been one of the catches of the tournament, because no one big enough to have actually got that far. So you can't criticise that sort of thing. You know, all of a sudden we played on a wicket that bounced. Niall O'Brien's an outstanding keeper, one of the best keepers in this tournament. He got a ball to bounce, caught him on the edge. Unlucky. That's one of those things. You know, not everything runs smoothly, but I wouldn't knock our side for trying. And they tried probably too hard last night.
And looking forward to tomorrow, how do you motivate the side?
Well, we motivate them by the fact that it's an international. It's full international. In the same way, I'm sure that the Netherlands will. You know, they come few and far between now and 2019, perhaps 2020. We don't even know what the landscape's going to be. But both ourselves and the Netherlands will treat it as a full international, which it is, separate from the competition itself. And both of us need to, you know, improve and work on our rankings.
And so where do you go from here? Where does T20
Island go from here? T20 Island, well, we've got to fill our fixture list. And that's a beg and borrow sort of situation. That's a barter situation. In order to get people to stop over and play games against us on the way, for us to go to places to give people warm-up competitions, those sorts of things. You know, that's for the big boys in ties to negotiate. You know, we need to play a lot more cricket. We know that. All associate teams need to play a lot more cricket. We need to up the intensity of that cricket. We recognise that and we want that. So it's about going to the negotiating table and begging for matches.
So do you always feel it sort of a bit of an injustice that you haven't been able to show, you know, really showcase what you guys made of?
I think that's the same for all associate teams. You know, that's two tournaments now that I've been involved with the associates, and I felt bitterly for those who didn't qualify for this tournament, for the qualification stage. I thought it was one of the cruelest things I've seen, because you got people who were, you know, their whole financial budget was based on qualifying and their survival. You know, go down almost in tears at not qualifying. And then to come here and go through the same process. It's a very cruel system that's in place. And it's not growing the world of cricket, it's shrinking.
Are there any positives you can take from this? Has there been sort of a learning curve?
Getting the chance to play at any competition is a positive. Being involved in any competition, rubbing shoulders with some of the great players, having some of the great players turn up and want to work with your team, like Chaminda Vas, is a massive positive for our group. You know, Bangladesh are one of the emerging nations. They travelled the same path we want to travel. And you can see how rapidly they're progressing with that opportunity to progress. You know, we want to follow in that path. So there's a huge amount of positives to be taken from anything. I'm a bit of a, you know, half full guy.
Is it a question of looking for 2020 specialists, John? Have we got them back home?
Well, you know, that's a very American ideal. You know, they can go and buy a player, you know, and spend $100 million on it. You know, I'm a bit of a realist in regards, and I come from an old-fashioned where we used to darn our socks and patch our pants and had six lawnmowers to make one work, you know. So, and that fits with that Irish cricket society. We actually got to fix what we've got, because we can't just go throw people out. So it's more of a cure and it's more of a fix mentality. You know, the depth we've got is the depth we've got, and you can't discard anybody. And I think that's a good thing. And it's a challenge for coaches, but that's why we coach. You know, I'm not a manager. So, and in that regards, I'm a cricket coach, and being part of this Irish cause is about getting guys right on the night and getting guys right for long term. So, no, it's not about going and finding specialists. It's about evolving the guys that we've got, and involving the next generation to take over from them and challenge them.
And